This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour now, it's the DJV show. How do you do? It's Doug with Jennifer and with Victoria and with Kara and with you, most importantly. So Bob Costas is not going to be at the Olympics. Bob Costas is not doing Super Bowl. Bob Costas made the mistake, it would appear, of criticizing football because of the helmet situation. So could that be the reason? A lot of social media speculating that that's why he's not going to be around and maybe being sent away, sent out to pasture, maybe go to work for another network. What's the real story? What do you sense in the bottom of your soul, Victoria?
Well, I'm not surprised that he's not doing the Super Bowl because he did say football destroys people's brains.
It does.
He said that.
So I guess
publicly.
I'm not doing the Super Bowl either because that's what it does.
So that's he said that a few months ago. So that's not surprising. I was really surprised though that he wasn't doing any of the Olympic coverage. I thought that was
that's
kind
his
of
thing.
Yeah, and I love Bob Costas as a broadcaster. So I don't know. There's something weird about that. Yep. And so no one has said anything. Bob Costas hasn't made any statements, but it kind of feels like they're just kind of quickly phasing him out.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's an asset, so if he doesn't work for NBC any longer, he's worked for NBC, I think, his entire career, which spans at least 40 years. I'm guessing he's about my age. He seems to be a contemporary. I remember him working. He started Camo X in St. Louis, as lots of other great broadcasters did. And he was a favorite of Mr. Highland. Everybody always called the manager Mr. Highland. He liked Bob Costas and has sort of introduced him to other possibilities, even though he's always has maintained his connection with St. Louis, as so many of these other people have that came out of KMOX. But he's now looking like yesterday's news, at least at NBC. It'll be interesting to see how that
his statement that got him, that I think that is behind all of this, he said, the cracks in the foundation are there. He's talking about football. The day-to-day issues, as serious as they may be, they may come and go, but you cannot change the nature of the game. I certainly would not let, if I had an athletically gifted 12- or 13-year-old son, I would not let him play football. Mm-hmm. So that's his quote. But, you know, I actually thought that he should have been considered to replace Matt Lauer on the Today Show. I thought he would have been. I thought he would have been.
But his face is messy because he had a bad job done on his face. Has it smoothed out yet? Or does it still look kind of messy?
I don't know.
He had a bad job done on his face. It wasn't as bad as Redford, but it's bad. It was bad.
Did you notice that, Jen? I didn't notice that.
Notice that what he's done to his hair. It's just he doesn't look good. He doesn't look healthy. Maybe that's part of it.
Maybe he's not healthy. I know we love to start
rumors.
Yeah,
that could be why he's not there, right?
Yeah.
Right. All right, speaking of rumors, the Davos Economic Forum that started earlier in the week, the focus on money and what to do with the money, who wants a piece of your money if you've got money, the fact that a new billionaire is created every other day, the three richest Americans have the same amount of wealth as the poorest half of the U.S. population, that always gets the glad hand is going. 82% of the global wealth generated last year went to 1%. It's the famous, well, those are the 1%ers, and the 1% are the 1%ers. So this study that has been released by Oxfam that a lot of people are grousing about, it's a political statement. I suppose it's a business statement. It is a way to, I think, well, I don't know, because I don't know what the World Economic Forum is actually supposed to be doing. There are a lot of people there who are helping, as it would seem. There are 2,043 billionaires around the world. I remember when I was a kid you thought about being a millionaire, and that was something really special. You were really special. There are 160 million Americans who are controlling, you know, in terms of wealth. It's really amazing.
It's a lot of elitists that go to Davos.
Billion. Yeah,
a lot.
It is.
And
so what happens there, though? What's the point? Because there are some who come away with thinking, oh, those guys with money, well, they're baddies. They're bad guys.
Well, they're also people. Bringing in, these are kind of like the global elites, though. These are the people who are almost so rich, they kind of come back around to being progressive again. These are like, I mean, you have, I think even Barbara Streisand
liberals.
Performing. Yeah. You have people coming back around, like Barbara Streisand performing at this, I believe is who it is. There's like a lot of celebrities that come to this. But apparently Trump was not interested in going. And then he found out that Mike Pence was thinking he would go and represent the United States. And he thought, well, maybe I should go since there are all these big world leaders. The person that got him to go, and I think this is an interesting relationship, is Emmanuel Macron from France. And the president
of
France...
It is an interesting relationship,
it is.
Jennifer. The new president of France.
He's actually going to be the first state dinner that Trump's hosting is with Emmanuel Macron. He sent out the invitation this week, and Macron, I believe, accepted. But he talked to him on the phone, and he encouraged him to take his America First, like, bravado to Davos and, I guess, lay it on those people there. I don't know if that was his attempt. Some people behind the scenes think that Macron wanted Trump to do that because he wanted Trump to hear what other people were saying there. Other people thought, there's just a lot of speculation as to why Macron even reminded him about going to this. There's going to be so many world leaders there, and I guess Macron sold it to Trump as being a fun thing for him to do. Mm-hmm. And with that, along with the fact that Mike Pence was going to go and represent the United States, it was already on Trump's radar. So
I'm not sure that Pence, by the way, and this is not a political statement, it's an observation that Pence and Trump are not that close. I think that Trump trusted Pence to come up with most of the people who became cabinet members and some of the underlying important posts because Trump didn't know his way around. And now he feels like a lot of those people are not cutting it. And he's got his sea legs, so he's going to find people on his own. I don't know that that's true. You'd probably be closer to that, Jennifer.
I think that they haven't had any splits. I think they're actually a pretty solid team at this point.
Yeah.
But that's because I think Mike Pence knows how to deal with the management style of Trump. So, but who knows? I mean, maybe that changes. Mm-hmm. But it seems like there haven't been any stories, even from like the tabloid political journalists who cover all the juice, about a crack in their relationship.
Well, the good news is, and this continues to be a focus, at least not only just at Davos, but also here in our country and around the world, how the economy is growing as it has, 3% in the last quarter. That's pretty substantial. If you take it on an annualized basis, that's 12%. That's a hefty number, looking at the stock market. And so the naysayers, I think, have started this week, or maybe they started last week, and say, okay, you know what happens? Every time there's a boom, there's a bust. And then there are those who say, okay, it's going to be around the corner. It's going to be tomorrow. It'll be next week. It'll be certainly by the end of the year. The economy will crumble and we'll go into another recession. Who thinks like that? Who thinks that this kind of stuff would be good? Who is it I always refer to as wringing their hands, who want something to be destroyed because it's good for them? I don't even know who thinks that way, but I know there are some people who do. There are a lot of people who just, they're only interested, and I suppose maybe these are the folks, if you talk about the Wall Street goons, the people who short stocks, who's doing that at this point in time? I wonder who's betting on what will be the first stock to fall? Who wakes up in the morning and thinks, oh, it's going to be a good day, I'm going to ruin somebody's business? And that's really what you're talking about. When all the good news is there and people want to be, they want to feel good, euphoric. If you've got a 401k, you've seen the improvements, to the point where I guess the negative side, the naysayers are saying, they're pointing to, look, the Fed's going to increase interest rates. We told you this was bad because with a good, strong economy, they can get more in interest rates. And there it goes, poof, up in smoke. The economy, or at least that's what some people are saying. I don't get that kind of thinking. I really don't. But there are a lot of people who think that way. And I think it's kind of a shame for all of us under the circumstances. Why wouldn't you want to see, unless you're just so focused on your own interests, even if you don't like Trump? I mean, I always said, with any of them. There's a focus on George W. Bush now that I find kind of interesting because of his newfound popularity.
Yeah, everybody loves him now.
Right? He was so unpopular.
People hated him.
Oh, my God, yes.
You know, called him stupid.
I don't know that so many people hated him personally, but it just hated his entire administration and what happened. And I think
it goes back to September 11th, a lot of it.
Right, but I think that... being on the left, I follow him on Instagram. I really like him. I would totally have
a
beer with him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a very likable guy.
I mean, if you're being honest, because my mom, the same thing, is all of a sudden now, and you know, she's my gauge for liberalism, I guess. But she is like all about, oh well, George W. Bush. When he left office, she was saying, oh, at his presidential library, it's going to be all stacked with coloring books. She was always, you know, and I love my mother. I love her to pieces. But that favorability has changed.
His favorability mark among Dems has gone from 11% to 54%.
People were brutal to him. Brutal.
They were. Well, people are brutal to Obama. I told you I saw that movie over the weekend, which will be in more popular, wider release, the last year of the Obama administration, which is going to be in theaters. HBO produced it, and it presents him in a picture that makes him like, hello, he's the next person under God. Like, here's God, and Obama's sitting right there on the left-hand side of God's arm, and that's how he'll be remembered. Remember how I was taken to task by my daughter? I was talking about Bill Clinton, and she was right. You know, I don't always necessarily think, and nor does everybody else. His favorability when he left office was 51%. He's now 64% in this poll of favorability. Looking upon Obama's favorability is up to 66% now. It's all relative to what people think about Trump, obviously. And so it's very...
Well, I don't think people... I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think that people are comparing George W.
I don't think
that they're... You think that I like George W. just because I don't like Trump?
Because that's not
true at all.
Well, maybe
that's
you
exactly
don't.
That's exactly what I think. I know.
That's pretty much what's going on.
that's totally not true. Well, long before Trump was even in the picture, I had changed my perception of George W.
And it may
not
just
be
you. But I mean, it may not be you, but I just would say, by and large, I believe that's what's going on with my mom. That's what's going. He's not Trump, and so they go. And you know what? He's not Trump, and he's also spoken out against Trump. So, I would think that has something to do with it.
Well, then I am not in that category, and I was definitely ahead of the curve then. So
always
I will happily
say
that.
Have a round of applause, Victoria.
Yeah. Yay. Sorry, I'm not going to get lumped into a category.
No, it's always more fun to be the exception than the rule.
Yep. All right. Speaking of that, let's have a round of applause for MyPillow, as this year is stacking up to be the best year for you to get the best sleep of your life. The most comfortable pillow you will ever own is a MyPillow. Jennifer will attest to that. Victoria will attest to that. Carol will attest to that. I will. I find it interesting here because the bed I have in California doesn't have all the MyPillows in it that my bed back on the farm has, and I do notice a difference in the way I sleep and how well I sleep. Excuse me. But now, the folks at MyPillow have added, there are all kinds of special deals. When you go to MyPillow.com and look around at the premium bed pillows that are available, there are all kinds of... excuse me. I hope I'm going to make it through this.
I love that silence.
Yeah. So far, so good.
So far, so good. So here's the bottom line when it comes to MyPillow. The guarantee that you have that it'd be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, and that goes for all of the pillows that they have, not just the pillows that you put on your bed, but they have a whole range of seat cushions and travel pillows and accessory pillows, all of these in the collection of things that you can buy at a special discount using the promo code DJV. So you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, get the regular pillow and get the other pillows, all special deals, fabulous deals right now, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
DJV time, Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, a focus on Morgan Freeman now, who called out during the SAG Awards on Sunday, and nobody quite knows. We played some of the audio from it, and I didn't understand what was going on. Frankly, I didn't watch the show.
I don't know if Morgan did either.
Well,
seems a little off.
Yeah.
He's 80 years old. Did you know that? Morgan Freeman is 80 years old.
He still looks great.
Yeah, he looks like he's very healthy. He acknowledged somebody in the audience saying, "Hey, I'm talking to you." Yes, hey. He was directing his attention to somebody, but nobody knows who it was, right?
Now we do.
Ah, so who is it that he was talking to?
It was Lily Tomlin. And we originally thought, all of Twitter originally thought that someone must have been texting or talking, and that's why it looked like he was calling that person out. Apparently, that's not what happened at all. He was just saying hi, and he said, backstage, he said, "Yeah, that was Lily Tomlin. She's a wonder in herself, and I've always loved her. So I saw her, and I said hello." Mm-hmm. He just picked a very odd time to do it.
I'm telling you, there was something going on in that speech. I don't know if it was, you know, enjoying the night or whatever was going on.
You think he had a little schnapps before he went out there?
Look, I don't like to diagnose anybody with anything because I'm not a doctor. But there was just something kind of odd about his delivery of his speech. It was like it was over and it seemed like he was just getting ready to tell a story, and it just seemed very disjointed.
Mm. Well, apparently he, and maybe this is the show, Doug, you were asking about, The Electric Company was a show in the 1970s that he and Lily
did was on
together.
He was on The Electric Company?
Apparently. He and Lily Tomlin together. That's how long they've known each other.
We were trying
off the... Wasn't that a kids
show? Yeah, it was a kids show.
We were
trying to figure out off air. There's a show in which Morgan Freeman played a principal of a school, and Robert Guillaume was in the show as well, and I don't know the name of the show. It was a black high school, and all the actors are black.
Was it a serious show, or like a comedy, or...
No, well, it seemed serious. I've never seen it before, but I watched it.
Kara, are you on this, or do I need to IMDb it?
You've got to IMDb it. It's all on you.
Why don't you do the work while we get into music, and... Dierks Bentley. Have I pronounced his name right, Jennifer?
Dierks.
Just pretend there's an E there.
What'd you say?
Yeah, just pretend there's none to eat. Dirk. D-I-R-K.
Why didn't you tell me that before?
I'm telling you now.
Ninth studio album from Dierks Bentley, The Mountain, set to be released later on this year. He announced his Mountain High Tour, Jennifer. Special guests, Brothers Osborne and Lanko. Who's Lanko?
I have no clue. Must be one of those new up-and-comers.
Official dates have not been announced. The Mountain High Tour is set to kick off on May 17th in Columbia, Maryland, where it will then start its trek across the country, ending up in L.A. later in the year. He was discussing his time away from the stage since wrapping his What the Hell Tour last year, stating, quote, I needed the time off to devote all my attention to the new music, making the Mountain album, but now I can't wait to fire up the buses and get back out there on the road. On Friday, the first tickets to select cities will be available as part of the Live Nation Country Mega Ticket at megaticket.com. For those of you, going to buy one of those, Jen Jen?
Yes, I will, probably. I love
He's pretty cute.
Yeah.
I don't know much about his music, but he's
cute. All right, what'd you find out about Morgan Freeman and that TV
I'm
show?
I'm still looking. Oh, my gosh, his body of work is insanely large.
Yeah, he's done a lot of stuff. Yep. Yeah. But you know, I was scrolling
through IMDb. No luck yet.
It couldn't have been the Fresh Prince, right? Wouldn't have been that.
No.
All right. So the mystery continues, but it will get solved, I promise. You got to listen to the next half hour of the DJV show, 28 past the hour now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Let's try with the microphone on. 34 past the hour on the DJV experience with the Dougster, Jen Jen, Victoria. I haven't come up with a nickname for Victoria yet. Kara, I haven't either.
I'm good with that. Yeah,
I know you are. You like Victoria, and that's it. Okay, so we've been working on the mystery of whatever it was that I saw Morgan Freeman starring in back in, looked like the 70s, for the suit that he was wearing. It sure looked like a TV show, but you ladies say it wasn't.
It was not. It was the movie Lean On Me.
And
in
it was also 1989, yeah.
Oh, 89.
89, yeah. Not the
84,
70s.
89, yeah.
So he was just out of fashion, but bad style, but it was a movie.
Yeah, and the presentation, it was about a black high school, and he was a teacher, apparently became the principal, if that's the storyline that I remember you talking about. It just looked so much like a TV show, not a movie. I don't remember the movie at all. Anybody remember? You didn't remember
any
of it.
Lean On Me. I've seen it, yeah. But I don't really remember much of it. I thought he was the principal.
Some random TV station that I was flipping around through last night before I fell asleep. And that's where I saw it. And I actually stayed with it for a while because I wanted to see what the story was all about.
Did you notice there were no commercial breaks?
I didn't. I didn't stay with it that long.
Or that it went on for, like, more than an 2 hours.
No, I didn't yeah, stay with it that long. No, thank you very much.
This movie goes with the song, right, by Bill Withers, Lean On Me? I don't know if they were...
No. It used it, but it was not in conjunction with it.
Yeah, okay. Lean On Me was out a long time before that. Lean On Me would have been...
Well, it came out in the 70s, but I think that the movie is named after the song, and they used it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's nice to know, Kara. Thank you for being so efficient.
You're welcome.
And bringing us around to understanding that's a very challenging thing when you see something and it's frustrating when you can't put your finger on it. So there's so much information at our fingertips now. We know everything about everything. Isn't that swell? Speaking about that, and on a serious side, thinking of challenges, Shaq and Charles Barkley are bringing up the heat to the ALS Awareness Challenge. Remember the ice bucket challenge from a couple of years ago?
Yeah, that you took the ice milk challenge.
I did. I used milk instead of ice. I did.
Strange, but you did.
That's still floating around. That's. I think I'm sure the video is still floating around. I saw it fairly recently. It was on the front steps of the old house, and Joe Dignan, who worked for me at the time, brought down a 5-gallon bucket of milk, and Meredith was standing on the front steps, and she took the video. You can hear her voice, as a matter of fact, in it. And milk was cold. Man, I remember that. Woo! But it brought some attention to a very good cause. So now there is something that's being fought. Hashtag ALS, which is basically the problems with ALS and the Lou Gehrig syndrome, whatever they used to call it. I don't know. Now it's called the ALS. It was Lou Gehrig disease first. It's the Pepper Challenge. What's that all about?
Well, basically, you eat a hot pepper instead of dumping ice water on yourself, and then you challenge other people. You eat a habanero, and so, and then you challenge other people just like that. Just
you
like
willing to do that, Victoria?
Oh no, I will.
This is not to be confused with the Tide Pod challenge, right?
Right. Oh boy.
Which is what? Explain that, Jen.
A bunch of morons on social media. There are a bunch of, I guess, kids, teenagers who think that it would be funny to get views. They've been eating Tide Pods, you know, the laundry detergent pods.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you extremely sick. It can kill you. It gives you terrible diarrhea. Like, it makes you sick. And these dummies are going on social media filming themselves eating Tide Pods.
Ugh.
Who are going to have to take care of our old butts. You know?
And they enlisted Rob Gronkowski to tell kids to stop eating laundry pods.
Yeah, yeah.
This has been all he just long found long. Out about it. He just found out not to eat them a few months ago.
Right.
So this is good, though, that Shaquille O'Neal, Charles Barkley, Eric, is it Spoelstra, who's the coach from Miami?
Spoelstra,
and Rachel Nichols from ESPN. Have been eating hot peppers, trying to raise $50,000. And so under the circumstances, this is something that it will get a lot of attention because it's very unpleasant to eat that stuff. Every once in a while, I've found myself eating something like that. I don't like hot stuff. Some people eat these things. I remember being with somebody, she just ate and ate and ate these things, and I wondered what happened to her insides. What is this stuff?
It's supposed to be good for your metabolism, but a little.
Really?
I don't know. Every time I see people eating hot peppers like that, they just look like they're sweating and uncomfortable. I don't know why that's fun.
Yeah.
Matt in our office loves the peppers. Hotter the better.
Does he really?
And I always laugh at him. I always wonder if his rear end is calloused because it would have to be.
What comes out the other end?
Yeah, because it burns.
All right, so anyway, there's no effective treatment for Lou Gehrig disease, no cure. Anything that can be done to change that, they're going to try. So say all the people that are involved in this challenge. If you want to donate, not eat the pepper, go to classy.org, classy.org. That's where the Hot Pepper Challenge is on that page, classy.org. Upload your own version using the hashtag ALS Pepper Challenge. You got to be nuts. Just send them money.
Well, the ice bucket challenge
from Uncle Dougie.
Yeah, the ice bucket challenge I think raised $100 million worldwide, and that actually funded, I remember, I don't remember specifically, but I remember us talking about it over a year ago, that because they raised so much of that money, there was some sort of a breakthrough that scientists were able to have the funding to continue their research. So the money does help, and it does actually go to the research, so
yeah,
it's a good thing.
Right. It's not necessarily like the money you give to the Pink Challenge or the Susan J. Komen or the Red Cross.
Yeah.
Those bunch of phonies. All right. So, but the thing that makes this very interesting is how it has become the mania of with smartphones and with social media and all of the things that are a part of our life today. I thought it was interesting that the focus on what's referred to these days as media, news media, but social media overload as well. So they're putting the two together. The people that did this research, the data comes from a report called Monitoring the Future, which is a study by some psychologists and psychiatrists looking at the lives of more than a million young people, mostly Generation Millennia, Millenniums. They call them Millennials, but others refer to them as Generation Millennia. Found that playing computer games, using social media, texting, video chatting, associated with their unhappy lives. Lives that are not happy because of all of this. I saw two or three references to this over the past couple of days. Have you seen anything? This is a basic survey of adolescents who, as they were studied, invested more time in non-screen activities, playing sports, reading newspapers, social interaction. The comparison of those who are spending time playing games and using social media as opposed to those who are reading newspapers, who are playing games, and the happiness quotient. The people on social media not happy, the people who are playing, having fun, having face-to-face contact, are a lot happier. Is there a surprise there? I don't know that I don't know that there's a surprise much there.
It's just sad that
it is. So where does it go, though? I was I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday about this, and basically this person is my age, thinking we referred to it as zombie. Remember I said we were creating a series of zombies? Now that term is being used. It's called zombie land. The addicts who are not happy, these youngsters, late teenagers, right? Through your age, Kara, and into Victoria's age. Jennifer seems now, with her birthday coming up, she's out. Well.
Did I clear my throat out loud? I didn't mean to.
It's okay, Jen. We can just start outing him, going, oh, well, you're out now, Doug. You're out of the age bracket where you're useful.
Out of what age bracket? Oh, really? Oh, thank you.
Well, it's kind of how it is for Jen.
Well, but
but
it is.
Pasture.
The people who spend so much time. Here's the other thing. The continuing. This I had a broad ranging conversation yesterday. I had lunch with a lady who is a marketer, and she's fabulous. You may know her. She's worked in the Los Angeles market for a long, long time. And so we were talking about all kinds of things. I'm looking at ways of promoting the program and promoting where we're going in the future. And she was the expert that I was sent to. So we spent 2 hours talking about the way to break through all the clutter, because that's really what we have here. When you see the Kardashians, and this is one of the things we talk about, how Ryan Seacrest was so smart to see these people and to figure out how it was that you could take that sex movie, sex tape, or whatever one of them did, and turn it into an industry. So the point now is that all of the family, all the Kardashians, all of the sisters are now promoting Calvin Klein jeans, Calvin Klein underwear. There's a picture of all of them together that's out now floating around. The group and how lucky they say they are to be able to do this together. And the sense of adventure they talk about in this, the togetherness. They have created an empire out of absolutely nothing. And it's the best example I can come up with of how people who are so focused on this. Did the Kardashians embody America? Does Calvin Klein embody America? And is that why the two of them are together? The Calvin Klein ads for these new jeans, and it's a, sort of these jeans are family oriented. I suppose they're all for women, though.
I don't know about jeans. I thought it was just underwear.
Well, I think they're selling jeans as well. The picture that you see floating around, though,
is all of them in their underwear. But
right.
Calvin
what I'm looking at is all jeans. Anyway,
oh, I didn't see that one then. I only saw the one where all the girls are lounging around together. They're like laying on the floor, and they're all in white Calvin Klein underwear.
No, this is
why I thought it was just
jeans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Calvin Klein in the last couple of years, they have really tried to, they had such a stronghold on celebrity for so long, and then they lost it. And so they've been really trying to get back in. They had Justin Bieber do a campaign. They had Selena Gomez do a campaign. So it's not surprising that they went after the Kardashians. I'm surprised the Kardashians said yes, though, because
what
now they're like
say?
So...
They're so big and they have their own products. They probably are going to have their own underwear soon enough. But what do you say about Calvin Klein? Because Calvin Klein, remember, used to launch stars. It helped launch Marky Mark's career. Antonio Sabato was the Calvin Klein guy. Mm-hmm. And now they're relying
on... Kate Moss?
Yeah, Kate Moss.
Got out of that cloth? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they used to launch careers. Now they're picking up the pieces of reality.
Well, they're adjusting to social media, launching themselves. You know, people are stars before they're... just from social media. And the Kardashians are sort of in that.
It's kind of sad. That's actually true with modeling now. It seems that there aren't really many models that come up. There are a handful of supermodels that come up, but many of them are just crossover stars or crossover actresses and things.
Wannabes.
That business has taken an interesting twist, a turn.
Yeah.
It sure has. It's amazing. But it all sort of comes back to pointing at what it is that people are interested in, how they spend their time. And Zombieland, it is. We're in an era of zombies. That's the only explanation you could have for creating somebody like the Kardashians out of nothing. There's no other. I can't come around to thinking in my lifetime of any other group or individual who made so much out of nothing. We're able to make the kind of dough. These people made, the family made $65 million last year. What do? They show up on a TV show
a hit show.
Yeah.
Well, and at this point, they all have makeup lines, they've got clothing lines, they've got everything on the side. So,
America is such a great country, isn't it? I mean, think about it. Where else could this have ever happened but in America? What a great... America, you're a great country. We love you. Speaking of that and the opportunities that are here, if you're looking for a new job, haven't found the perfect fit yet for you, the benefits of going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV are myriad. This is the smartest tool around. It's so easy to use. It's streamlined. It's less time-consuming. So if you're busy with the job you have right now, post your qualifications. Post, I call it a CV, a curriculum vitae, but resumes on a job board. And this thing is so great. ZipRecruiter will find you wherever you are, take you off of the job board, and match you with someone who needs what you have. They're looking for you, you're looking for them. It's the perfect match, made in heaven here on earth. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. So if you're hiring, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free the first time and find out why it's been used by all these businesses of all sizes and shapes and colors all around the country and, in fact, all around the world now. ZipRecruiter.com has become the biggest way, the best way, for you to find the best help. Smart way to hire, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, where you can use it free.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Here Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Three after the hour, it's doctor time. Health is the focus. We have lots of ways that people are connected to this program and programs that I do, like Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Every week we prepare a lot of the information that they put together as a podcast. As a matter of fact, Ken and I offer a simple tip that'll make your next airline flight a lot more enjoyable. And then some news about unprotected exposure to direct sunlight and how that can be beneficial. You'll also learn by listening to the most recent podcast with Ken why sudden infant death is on the rise and how to prevent that. And a lot of new information also in the podcast on your partner's body fragrance and how knowing what that's all about can keep you healthier. The focus on also in this conversation, a fellow who is 57 being a father, I don't think that's very unusual at all. All right, speaking of unusual, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He's got lots of information that is unusual and very helpful, brought to us by the folks who bring you krill oil and fish oil together, purity products in the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Tell you how to get a free bottle when we're done our conversation about this study, which is directed at those who are eating well and exercising well. Putting those two together brings you what, Jack?
Well, it's going to
one of the main things is the decrease of inflammation in the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm. Inflammation in the blood. Who ever heard that there was inflammation? Well, inflammation is what is disease. Inflammation causes disease, right?
Well, the thing is, there are different kinds of effects inside of the body that will lead to systemic inflammation. And the body's constant response to inflammation has its own side effects, where it can never sit still long enough to heal and repair. And that's what our bodies are set to do. Our bodies are set to repair and restore constantly. They're mm-hmm. constantly designed to rebuild, 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 most of which is happening during the night. But when we are hit with inflammation and the different kinds of things that lead to constant inflammation, two things. Either we're missing something in the diet that will help control that, or we've got too much of something that's leading to inflammation. Mm-hmm. And so what you're talking about there, an excellent way to be able to address the constant cycles of inflammation,
is being conscious of your diet and exercising a lot. As a matter of fact, one of the things that comes out of this study, I see University of Glasgow observing a lot of type 2 diabetes patients who are exercising and who are eating well, and it's helping them control their diabetes much better than taking all the medication that's floating around.
Yes, and this is just one of continuing studies that show that when you can start some resistance training, just, you know, if you didn't do anything more than walking around the neighborhood carrying some little weights in your hands, a couple of, mm-hmm. maybe a 2-pound weight or something like this, and then the kind of foods that they're recommending out of the study, the dark chocolate that's rich in flavonoids, the broccoli that has the sulforaphane that helps to improve blood sugar control, protects blood vessels, more fish because fish is full of protein, and it has the omega-3 fatty acids that help to minimize inflammation, cannellini beans, because of the protein and the soluble fiber that's present. Spinach, because it has the trace minerals, magnesium, folate, phosphorus, potassium, zinc, that lead to decreased inflammatory processes in the body. Cinnamon helps to reduce blood sugar because it's full of chromium. And then turmeric, which is an active ingredient and it has the curcumin in it, which we have in our enzymes, by the way, that helps to regulate fat metabolism in the body. So this study out of Glasgow, these things included in the diet as well as a little bit of exercise greatly leads to the ability to recover.
It's fabulous for health all around. Broccoli, beans, spinach, cinnamon is something. If you're not aware, this is something that's of late. Reducing blood sugar, very, very good for you.
It is.
And turmeric has all of the curcumin and turmeric, same thing together. It's what the Indians use, and they're living long and happy lives. So in focus here, reducing inflammation, that's what happens, by the way, when you're using the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity Products. That is all about reducing inflammation. That's what the fish oil does.
What's the fish oil?
So yeah. Great for your joint comfort. Yep. Free bottle available right now by dialing 800-355-1493. So if you haven't taken advantage of this special deal, get a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus, 800-355-1493. Just pay for the shipping and it's yours, 800-355-1493.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.